Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and today I'm very honored to have in the studio with us Anne and Gord Munro, who have recently received the Governor General Sovereign Medal for Volunteers. They've each received one of these for their years of service to the community. Anne and Gord, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you.
let's start off first here. What is the Governor General Sovereign Medal for Volunteers? It certainly sounds quite impressive.
Well, it comes from the Governor General's office. Mm-hmm. It has been around for quite some time. To recognize years of volunteers. Not just one particular episode, it's over many years and contributions to a community.
And what was it like to hear that you were going to be receiving this medal?
It came as an absolute shock. We received a phone call from a staff member at Rideau Hall just at the time when we were getting about four or five scam calls a day. So I was very suspicious, and I grilled her as to who she was and why she was calling. And then she told me that we both had been nominated by the Community Alliance for Refugee Resettlement. And so Gord was away. He was volunteering at the table. And when he came home, he received the good news from the same staff member. So it was absolutely shocking.
A happy shock, right?
Happy.
Yes, yes. I grilled her too because Anna got the call in the morning, and then I got the call in the afternoon. So when she asked me who I was, we've been told not to say yes when to identify yourself. So I asked her who was calling and what the situation was. So
and eventually she convinced you.
Oh yes, it wasn't too long.
That's incredible. Well, congratulations. And as you said, it's for years of service. And you folks have been residents in these parts for many years. You grew up in the area, Gordon?
That's right. I grew up just south of Lanark.
And you're from Cobden originally, yeah. But you've been here since 1973?
Yes, we both are taught at Perth Collegiate and other places in the county, but we bought our farm in June of 73, and we've been residents ever since.
Oh, fantastic. And over the course of that time, you have volunteered in so many different ways. Maybe, Anne, we'll start with you. Maybe if you can just tell us some of the different community organizations that you've helped over the years.
Well, when we first moved to the farm, I joined the Second Line of Drummond Women's Institute, and I've been with that organization since, I think, about 76. And I was involved as well in the setup of the Lanark County Women's Network, local plowing match organization was part of our life as well. Mm-hmm. And I guess I've also sat in a number of boards: the Children's Aid Society, the Lanark Renfrew Health and Community Services, Perth and District Community Foundation, and probably a few others that escape me right now. Mm-hmm. The two major activities were, of course, the International Plowing Match in 2003 and the Community Alliance for Refugee Resettlement, or the CAR, as we all know it.
And we had you in a couple times to speak about the CAR, and that was a great success, wasn't it? And this is the most recent one that we remember.
That's right, and the CAR was formed in the fall of 2015, and just an amazing experience. We have four families settled in this community, and we've helped some individuals as well. Extremely successful, involved a lot of really caring people.
You set the bar, too. A lot of other organizations came to you with questions, and it was a lot about sharing information, too.
Exactly. We connected with some groups in Eastern Ontario. And we also were involved, along with some of the other groups, in mentoring some international groups. Mm-hmm. The Amnesty International, the Ireland, and I'm trying to think of the third one. But in any case, we provided some support for some organizations looking at resettling in rural communities.
Yeah, and the public just responded in kind with this, didn't they?
Oh, extremely well, mm-hmm. whether it was actual involvement in the group itself or providing support.
Now, Gordon, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your history, because you've been quite involved as well, haven't you?
Well, I guess my first involvement was 4-H. When I was a teenager, I was involved in, I completed over 20 4-H clubs, and 4-H was sort of the first thing, and I really admired the leaders at that time of all how they give their time and that. And then when we came back to the farm in 73, I was involved for over 20 years with the local Federation of Agriculture, the local Cattlemen's Association, for a few years with the Plowmen's Association. So those were the two major organizations. And then I co-chaired the plowing match in 2003, and that was a 3-4 year program. In some ways, it was an appointment for life. We're still recognized that way. Then the CAR, I've been involved in that, as Anne said, since the fall of 15. And I suppose for about 2012 or 2013, I joined the Table Community Food Center. And when I was elected to the board, I immediately became a volunteer, because I feel if I'm going to be on the board, I should know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I have been a volunteer there regularly on Tuesday mornings since either 2012 or 2013. And I will be in there tomorrow morning as usual, moving food and that from the off-site and that type of thing.
It's interesting, because there's certain things that you do together, but then mm-hmm. there's other things that you do on your own, right? So it's nice to be recognized for these as individual mm-hmm. efforts, and because they are quite different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It's a wonderful standard that you're mm-hmm. setting. It's a wonderful example. What was it about volunteering, Anne? We'll start with you. What was it about, you know, the call to the community? Yeah.
We live in a really great community, and I feel personally it's important to be involved. And I guess once you start, then it kind of grows and grows, and you realize that there's so much to be accomplished working with other people. People tend to draw together for a common cause, and there is that need to make this community a better place. But in that as well is a lot of personal growth and a lot of satisfaction that you're making a difference in that community.
And Gord, do you feel the same way?
Well, I feel that volunteers motivate each other. They're coming together to work on a project or a committee or that type of thing. And you see how people, they're not expecting anything other than the personal satisfaction that they're helping something. No one goes into volunteerism for the accolades or being congratulated or showing a great deal of appreciation. But it's primarily the personal satisfaction people get in saying, all right, I'm involved in this and I work towards it. So, and I think that is a real drawing factor, because when I see people working and accomplishing something, they're all proud of what they've done.
I guess one of the obvious examples of that would be the success of the four families that have moved here with the car. Seeing them, from what I understand, the fathers all have full-time work. There's education being involved, and the kids are thriving as well. That, I mean, you just get to watch that, and it just must be incredible.
It really is. And furthermore, they become really an extension of your own family. You see all going well for them, but there's that personal connection that I think so many of us who are part of the CAR have felt and continue to feel. It's they're always very welcoming in their homes and very kind and generous towards the volunteers who have been working with them, some who are still very involved, even though we are no longer legally required to help them.
Mm-hmm. It's something that, you know, it's lasting. It's like the relationships that you build.
Well, in many cases, a lot of our volunteers are of our vintage. Mm-hmm. So, and our families are spread out all across the country. So we have another set of grandchildren here to see and hear about what they're doing in school and what sports they're doing and the various things. So when you have children around, it always makes you feel young and energetic.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you've had decades of helping out the community in so many different ways. You must have made some lifelong friendships along the way, too. That's one of the happy byproducts of volunteering, isn't it?
That's for sure. We've met up with all kinds of people through volunteerism we would have never met up with otherwise. And for instance, with the car, we've met up with all kinds of people involved in health, and we didn't realize there was several people in the community speaking Arabic. So, you know, that just was great to find out and that type of thing. And so it's we've a lot of connections now that we have gained primarily through volunteering.
I think the other thing is that it, you know, it really expands your experience well beyond your immediate community.
Yeah.
Because we have found both with the International Plowing Match and with CAR is that we have connections all around the county and beyond, which it, and so often we can become very insular, but this is really quite remarkable.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, it's truly an incredible honor, and as we've been describing here, it is one that is definitely deserved. You're both very humble, of course, in accepting this, but if you were maybe to give any sort of advice to anybody who is thinking about volunteering, what would you tell those people?
I would tell them, first of all, not be afraid to take a risk, because there are always other people involved. You're going to get incredible support. People will be very patient as you learn your new, really learn the ropes of whatever that experience is. And you will have just unforeseen rewards. It's just a tremendous investment of time.
You're nodding your head quite a bit.
Yeah, well, people step forward when they feel that there's a goal or something that they can work towards. And as I mentioned earlier, they grow on each other and the enthusiasm that's there. And it's part of community building.
Absolutely. Well, again, congratulations to both of you. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today. And I'm sure a lot of people in the community would extend their thanks to everything that you've done over the years. And you're not done. I mean, you're going to continue to volunteer as well. So again, thank you to both of you for all that you do and for being here today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Our guests today on In Focus, Anne and Gord Monroe, who've recently been honored with the Governor General's Sovereign Medal for volunteers for their years of service to their community. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful weekend.